Well, at first I was disappointed. I hate to see these pushbacks. The idea here is that any teacher who is identified as being ineffective or developing, now we're only talking about teachers who teach 3 through 8 grades, English, language arts, and math, but they get these lower performance evaluations, they would have their performance evaluation recalculated so that they would not have Common Core aligned measurements included. And upon that recalculation, a determination be made whether or not they'll be continue to be ineffective or developing. My guess is most of them move on to something in the effective range, meaning that very, very few teachers are going to be impacted by this. I will say, however, that it comes across as additional protections for ineffective teachers, teachers who need a professional improvement plan, additional professional development, and I hate to see them going back into the classroom without those kind of supports.
I know your association recently conducted a survey of school board members, more than 500, and only about, I think, 25 to 28% said they think their districts are ready for the online testing, which is coming as a part of all of this Common Core testing. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, yeah, this is, again, one of those issues that we're going to have to see to what extent this will be pushed back, delayed, an adjustment will be made. I would not be surprised if that happens simply because ill-prepared school districts without having the hardware, possibly the software, and certainly not the training that takes place in order for students to be taking their tests online using computers versus paper and pencil. We're supposed to be doing that in the near future. We're just not ready for that, and I don't know how soon we will be ready for that.
You said that one of the issues left on the table, unresolved as lawmakers went home, is the gap elimination adjustment. What is that?
The gap elimination adjustment was something that came into play when we were in the recession. The state was in deficit spending. And the state said, we're going to need all of those agencies, such as school districts, who are dependent upon state aid to help contribute to us paying off our debts. And so the foundation formula, the thing that is used to drive school aid to school districts, was adjusted to include what is called a gap elimination adjustment. It's really a deduction from what a school district should get. It has already cost school districts since its inception billions of dollars. And some of these school districts that are highly dependent upon state aid, poor rural school districts, have really, really suffered. They just don't have the kind of aid that they need in order to make this happen. We made progress this year in state aid. We got $1.1 billion in additional state aid. That was a very big positive thing that happened during the legislative session. And yet the gap elimination adjustment persists, and it probably will be with us for another year or two. We need to bring an end to this as soon as possible.
Mandate relief is something you've been talking about for years. What about this year? Any movement on that issue?
Big disappointment there, a lost opportunity. There are still some significant cost drivers out there that really come to the forefront now that we have not just a property tax cap, but a property tax cap freeze that says that says you got to come up with forced savings plans to show how you're going to maintain that cap in the years going out through collaborations, cost sharing, mergers, whatever it takes. When you start to say you're going to have to reduce your revenues and reduce your spending, and that pressure is coming down from Albany, you have to give us some help on the cost side. And the legislature and the governor simply have not given us that relief in any significant way this year.
Despite all the debates about education in New York and nationwide, the voters of New York seem to support their districts. 98% was it back in May? 98% of the budgets were approved.
Yes, and there were some 12 or so that went on for a second vote, and only two at the very end were unable to get their budgets passed. So, you know, 99.9% of the budgets passed this year. We're very pleased to see that. And it is certainly a tribute to teachers and school officials, school board members, and to the students, that there is strong support among the taxpayers for their public schools in the, throughout the state.